Vice President Kwesi Safa has launched the second phase of the Rural Enterprises Program at a ceremony in Sabalugu in the northern region. The program, estimated at $193 million, is expected to benefit 161 districts. Correspondent Saka Mohammed reports.
The Rural Enterprise Program is part of Government of Ghana's efforts to reduce poverty and improve living conditions in rural areas. The phase two of the program is intended to promote the use of appropriate technology to enhance businesses in rural communities. The financiers of the program are the Government of Ghana, the National Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, and the African Development Bank. Vice President said, the introduction of the Rural Enterprise Program is a demonstration of the commitment of government to promoting sustainable policies aimed at reducing poverty in the country. According to him, poverty reduction is based in the country at a low level. As each district has its own peculiar resources, improperly mobilized can facilitate growth and create jobs to generate income for people. As President Ms. Adams said, the program is also an important step in accelerating the shared growth agenda and the attainment of the Millennium Development Goals in general. He said, under the Rural Enterprise Program, such as business and agriculture centers and rural technology facilities have been provided or established to provide consultancy and essential services in the area. This is believed to facilitate the modernization of agriculture. He used the occasion to express his sincere appreciation and gratitude from the government and the people of Ghana, the African Development Bank, and the International Fund for Agricultural Development. In fact, the Northern Regional Minister, President, said the program will alleviate the millions of Kayaye in the region. He said many young people, especially women, tend to migrate to southern Ghana to engage in Kayaye ventures. It ends up in very degrading and marine conditions. He announced that as put in place to make sure that the program is successful in the region, a regional committee of micro and small enterprises has been established. The committee, according to Mr. Zedden, has sensitized LMBCs in the region for the benefits and conditions for rolling on the rural enterprise program. The trade minister, Haruna Idrisu, disclosed that RNP will provide 27,000 rural enterprises business, thereby creating 52,000 jobs in 161 districts in the country. He challenged the executives of the program to ensure that many women are enrolled into it. From Tamale, this is Mr. Saka Mohammed reporting for Radio Ghana.